Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. We coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to growing a cleaning company. If that's you and you're committed to growing your company, check us out at growmycleaningcompany.com for a metric ton of amazing stuff to help you grow your cleaning company and build the life you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show, get in contact with our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or just give us a call, 480-648-5149. You can apply to be on the show. You can give us feedback. You can yell and scream. We are excited to talk to you. That said, today we are talking with my new friend, Christopher Robin from Lolly Maids. Lolly Maids serves the Houston area with residential cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Chris and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.lollymaids.com, LOLLIMAIDS.com. Chris, welcome to the show. Say hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure, my friend. So glad to have you. And we talked a little bit about it beforehand, and I'm already excited to hear your story. How long you been in business? What attracted you? Give us the scoop, man. How'd you find your way into the cleaning business and into Cleaning Nation?
You know, actually, it was just, you know, something that was really unusual. I was laid off from a corporate job. I had worked for several corporate jobs in the past, starting out with Dell, Compaq, National Oilwell, Shell. I was involved in a variety of things. I've done technical writing, web development, graphics, all kinds of things that were technical, and I got laid off. And I was running out of money, and I said to myself, Chris, if you don't get a handle of this, what are you going to do? You're going to run out of money. And so just by chance, I placed an ad on Craigslist and said, you know, I'll clean your house. Now, I had no cleaning experience whatsoever.
Love
absolutely
it.
None. I didn't know how to clean house. I didn't understand anything, you know. At all.
Hopefully you didn't include
I did not. And you know, the funny thing is somebody answered the ad, and this was something I was not expecting, you know. What I did was I got back on Craigslist and I looked for someone that actually cleaned, which was a maid, and I talked to her and I said, look, we have too many jobs. I need someone to help me. Can you help me?
I love you that know, one job is like, too many. That's beautiful.
I know. Exactly, right? So she said, you know what? Sure, I don't mind helping you. And so she went out and did a job after, you know, I talked to her for a little bit and got to know her. And then, you know, she did a wonderful job and the customer was very happy. And I said, well, that was interesting. So I placed another ad. And then after a few more ads and a few more jobs, I said, you know what? This is going kind of interesting. So I said, well, let me go ahead and do this myself because I need to make money. I'm paying too much out for the maid. I'm not making enough to really make a living at it. So I'm going to have to learn how to do it. So I went out to a house and, you know, my first house, I think I probably spent 6 hours at that house. It was a small house, but, you know, I was stuck in the bathroom for at least a couple of hours trying to figure out how to know exactly what was I supposed to clean. And I was thinking, okay, well, I'm in the bathroom. That had to be the most spotless bathroom ever because I think I detailed everything, including the light bulbs. Okay. So, but, you know, I got out of the bathroom and I went to the rest of the house and slowly and surely over a few different appointments, I finally figured out what it was I was actually supposed to clean. And this was kind of in between asking the other maid, hey, what do you do? And talking to the customers and asking them, you know, what would you like me to do? And in between that, I figured out what I was supposed to do. And ever since then, I've been cleaning. And so after a little bit of time, we got enough appointments, I started making progress. And I started leveraging my background in corporate with technology. So I built a website, built it from the ground up, and I've got a booking process that people can book online. I've got lots of different ways for customers to reach us from chat, text, booking online, email, They can call our office. So I've implemented a lot of different things. I've got great advertising, promotional materials, because I have a graphics background as well. And so I've leveraged that background, and the company's taken off. So since that point, I've cleaned over 1,500 houses myself. I understand the cleaning business quite well, but I still face many, many challenges that I'm still trying to work out. And that's why I called you.
Beautiful. I love that story. So how long has it been, and how many employees do you currently have?
It's been almost 3 years now. And we grew at a slow pace, actually, because I was quality is very important to me. So I hire very discriminately. I don't hire just anyone like some cleaning companies would. Just hire, you know, one day and put them to work the next day. I'm very particular about who I hire. I background check them. I train them first with myself. Then I allow them to go out with the supervisor, and the supervisor will train them as well. And in between that process, I'll get with the supervisor and I'll ask them, you know, what do you think? Supervisor says, yeah, I think they're, you know, worth keeping. And I'll say, you know what? I think so too. Why don't we just go ahead and hire them? Or, you know, maybe one time I'll send somebody to the supervisor and I'll ask her, and she says, no, I don't think she's, you know, the right person for us. And that's fine. We want the best people possible. And in order to attract the best people possible, I pay a premium hourly rate. So I pay them really well. And I provide them with great training. I don't overwork them. We only do 3 appointments a day for each team, so that I'm not overworking people. Each of our appointments are between 2 and 3 hours. And once they're done with the appointments, they go home. And so I have enough people on staff that when they need time off for their families, they can take time off. They can go to their doctor's appointments. They can do whatever they need. And so everybody's comfortable and they're making good money. So right now we have 4 teams of 2 people each, and we have 1 carpet cleaner on staff. And we did have a window cleaner, but he's no longer with us. We used to do windows, but we're not actively promoting that at the moment.
All right. Well, that is awesome. Congratulations on what you've achieved so far. What's going on in your life now? How can I best serve you today?
You know, really, to be honest with you, I heard about you from word of mouth, and I said, you know what, this guy seems to know what he's talking about. Let me contact him. Let me find out what's going on, if there's any way that he can help me. Because we have a really great business. We're growing year after year here. It's just phenomenal, the amount of business that we have. I'm actually turning business away. And there's 2 reasons for that. One, because I'm hiring very slowly and discriminately, and I'm very picking and choosing about who I hire. Number 2, I'm having issues with my employees and I need to get fixed. Mainly, you know, they complain about a variety of things, you know, like, hey, Chris, the job's too far. Chris, the house is too dirty. And I'm like, I know, but you know, the house is dirty. That's our job. You know, our job is to clean the house. That's why we're in this business. Of course it's dirty. But, you know, or maybe, yeah, there's just so many different reasons, but it's mostly employee related. My customers are really great. I love my customers and I love talking to them on the phone. I love interacting with them, but my employees are a headache for me. And if I could just get that fixed, then this business would run really smooth.
All right. Said every owner of every cleaning company ever. All right. So let's talk a little bit.
I bet.
Let's talk a little bit about kind of the complaining and the arguing and all that sort of stuff, because that's definitely a problem, and you're not going to be able to grow with that cancer in your business. And even if you could grow, I don't know that you'd want to, because it's just going to pile on more of that same nonsense. So there's a couple ways to look at that. The first way would be, well, how do we talk to that person? How do I respond to that person? And I'll give you a little bit of feedback on that, but that's really the tip of the iceberg. The big piece under the water that we really need to deal with is the culture. When there's a culture where an employee feels it's appropriate to come to the boss and say, hey, boss, I know you want me to do this, but I'm not interested. I know you're in charge and you write the checks, but that's not for me. I'm going to go ahead and pass on this piece of work that you're asking me to do. That's a problem. You can fire that guy or that gal, but that's the problem isn't that guy or that gal. It's the culture that exists in which that can happen, and it's normal, right? I can assure you, 0 of my employees would ever have that kind of question or comment with me, because they know that they would, I don't know what would happen, but it just never happened. So part of the problem is we've got a culture where it sounds like the inmates are running the asylum. What sort of, let's see, so you've got four two-man teams, so you've got eight people running around there?
That's correct. And the main issue, and I'll be honest with you up front, is the original person that I brought on that was helping me when I initially started the business, when I was growing the company, they were an extremely good cleaner. So I recognized early on that they wanted to, that they had some kind of self-esteem issue. So I promoted them to supervisor. Honestly, it was a bad mistake. It was the worst mistake I ever made, to be honest. And if you bring that up, then that would be it right there, because I should have never promoted her as supervisor so quickly, and I probably should have waited and found the right person because she doesn't agree with my company philosophy, and she makes it known to all of the maids that she doesn't agree, and she's, she has
is she still employed with you now?
The other maids' attitudes.
Is she still with you now?
She is, and let me tell you why I've not let her go yet. The reason is that as we've grown so fast, and because I can't find enough people that I feel are top quality people, I cannot replace her easily. And because she knows this, then she just has gotten worse and worse over time as far as confronting me about things. So she used to be on my side, but now she's turned the tables. Now she's actually on the maid side.
Perfect. Okay. So this is a tremendous opportunity for you. And I've, again, not coming from a guy that's heard or read about this, but as a guy that's, you know, employed hundreds of people and been in business for two decades, this is super clear. So a couple things. First of all, that's your problem. One thing you've got to kind of draw your line in the sand in your own mind and heart today, and this Cleaning Nation, this is for you as much as for Chris. You have to decide, and I did this early on, I will not be held hostage by any employee ever, ever, ever. If any employee ever came in, ever, I don't care who they were, what power they had. If they said, I want a raise, I want X, or I walk, 100% of the time they got fired. Get out. You're done. Period. In a public way. So other people went, oh, crap, that's not for me. So this woman is holding you and your company hostage. So I don't know what you're paying her, but she's running the company and you're the employee at this point. So what needs to happen is, without being dramatic, as soon as you hang up the phone, call her in. Jenny, we got to talk. You've been a bad employee for a long time. I've done a really poor job managing, and I apologize for that, but your services are no longer needed. I thank you for your time, and this will be the last day you get in. I'll send you your paycheck. Thank you very much. Step two, you call a meeting and have that exact same conversation with the other seven cleaners. Hey, guys, gals, I've done a really bad job. I've got to apologize. As a leader, as an owner, as a manager, I have a lot of cancer to come in our business. The bad news is she's been here, and she's bummed you out, and she's bummed me out. That's not her fault. It's my fault. I'm in charge. I'm supposed to protect the company from that, and I've done a bad job. That said, we're turning over. She is no longer with us, and I can assure you there will never be someone like that with us again. I've made a commitment in my heart that I will never let any bad employee come risk your jobs, my job, any of our employment. That's over. I will not live like this, and you won't live like this as long as you're living here. Any questions? Problem solved.
I like it. I like it a lot. You know, because she has impacted the other employees, and that's why their attitudes are also bad. Like when I call one of my employees, I'll call her and I'll say, hey, so-and-so, what's going on over there? You know, how's the job going? The very first thing she'll say is, what, Chris? It's very disrespectful, and it's really disheartening, because, you know, here I am working hard so that they can have jobs to feed their families, and I'm taking care of them, and they're taking care of me as well. So don't get me wrong on that. But the attitude is also the attitude that got from the supervisors passed on to the other mates.
Well, and again, let me tell you,
there's a little bit of disrespect.
We're not blaming the supervisor for that, because she's responsible for having a bad attitude. We're blaming Chris, and I'm not coming down on you. I just want to coach you up and just shoot straight with you, because I'm passionate about helping you grow. That's Chris's fault, right? The first time she said, you know, take a hike, old man, I'm not interested. That's on her. Mm-hmm. The 4 seconds after that, when you didn't say, excuse me, get out of my office, you're done. That's on you.
Right. So, right. No, and I absolutely agree with you that this is this is a management issue. This is my fault and that I need to fix it. I have not had the tools, nor I've had anything or any guidance from the very beginning of this business. I started it. I've learned it by myself from scratch. I've had no training whatsoever, especially not having been a, you know, first time business owner for this company. I've never had any training on how to deal with employee relations or anything else. So anything that you can help me with, I'm more than happy to listen.
Well, you're in the right spot. So the two big things I want you to take away, and this is huge because I don't think I've had this conversation on air yet. So I'm really glad I'm sharing this with Cleaning Nation as well as you. Two things have to happen. Had you kind of nipped this in the bud in the first place, that would have been it. You just fire them and fire that person. That you don't have to worry. You don't think about it again. But since it's gone on and on, we've got to do damage control. So you can't just fire her. A couple things need to be acknowledged with the rest of the staff. So I'm really more worried about the seven than I'm with her. She's easy. Get out. Done. That conversation's over. The seven remaining, they're in their mind. So anytime you do something, you're communicating with your employees, and you've been telling your employees non-verbally for the last X time, hey guys, it's okay to be disrespectful. It's okay to have a bad attitude. I'm pretty weak. You can bully me as long as I feel like I need you more than you need me. You're in charge. So this has been going on non-verbally for, you know, however long this has been going on, but, you know, longer than a couple days. So we need to nip that in the bud, and there needs to be an acknowledgement. So that's really the conversation you have with the seven after you fire the one is honestly more important than firing the one. Well, I mean, it's equally important to firing the one. So you've got to go to them. First, acknowledge there was a problem, right? You just say, hey, Susie had a bad attitude. And then spend a lot of time on you. That's my fault. So they recognize, A, you knew that there was a problem. B, you not responding to it was wrong. C, you understand that it's wrong and you took measures to fix it. And D, it's not going to happen again. And I would kind of pull it a little farther just so they know that there's a new sheriff in town and go, great. So again, let me just, again, kind of play it out for you. Hey guys, as you may or may not have heard, Sherry's gone. I let her go. Couple things on that before we get to work. Thing one, she had a bad attitude. It was for a long time. And that's on me. I really got to apologize to you guys, human to human. She's a cancer to our place, and she wasn't doing what's right for the team, and I let her stay here. Will you forgive me for that, please? Thank you. That said, I have taken action. She's gone. Not only is she gone, but we're not putting up with that anymore. I've not done a good job protecting this kind of herd, this community, and that's changing. Starting today, I am head in charge of making sure that we all love each other and take care of each other and care for each other and care for our customers, and we love coming here. If any of you guys have a problem with that and want to act like Susie was acting, let me know now, and we'll just have you hit the bricks. Any takers? And if every single, you've got to be okay with all seven of them going, ah, screw you, and you go, everyone out, and starting over. I mean, it's that much of a cancer that you can't put up with that. You just can't live like that. So, and I can't imagine they will.
Uh-huh. And I,
go ahead.
And I think you hit it right on the nail. I've been scared, and the scared has held me hostage. I've been scared that, you know, the supervisors, I'm going to let her go, and she's going to take some of my customers, or I'm not going to be able to cover her jobs, or she's going to take some other maids with her when she goes out the door, and I'm not going to be able to cover the jobs, and I'm not going to be able to find new people. And so I've been held hostage day by day, worried about whether or not I'm going to have enough people to cover jobs if anything goes wrong. And that fear has just kept me from being able to move forward.
Yeah, and that fear is less fun than the reality. The living in the fear that you've lived in is way worse than any of the results that are actually going to happen. And honestly, I'm being sincere. Please call me after this or email me and just let me know, because I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I would bet heavy on you calling me going, oh my gosh, I don't know why I didn't do that sooner. I thought the earth was going to fall in. Everybody looked at me like, yeah, idiot, why didn't you do this a month ago? I can't believe you put up with that nonsense. We lost zero customers. We lost one customer. I don't care. My life is so much better. It's just the right call. Okay. I don't want to make this a marathon session. You've got your homework to do, but I do want to give you the opportunity to give back to Cleaning Nation. So let's hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
You know, this is a really tough one, but I think probably my dad instilled in me at an early age that hard work, honesty, and doing the right thing would get you far in life. He told me, you know, he said, look, son, either you can dig ditches for a living, or you can use your mind and not have to use your muscle. And so I agree with him. I went to school. I got out. I worked for the corporation. But I believe, honestly, the most important thing is quality, hard work, and honesty. And I think that goes a long way.
Okay, beautiful. Let's flip that around. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? I think we just heard it, but I'll let you say it. I'll let you answer.
You know what? One time I was on the phone with a customer. We were in a very challenging house. And I say the word challenging because that's the new word I use now. I used to use the word clutter. There's a lot of pet hair. There's a lot of dust. And what happened was I was talking to the customer and she heard the word clutter and she picked up on that. And she went ballistic. I mean, she chewed me up and down, left and right, saying, "My house is not cluttered." You know, and I was like, "Oh my God." I didn't even know how to even deal with that. I was like, just okay. But from now on, what I do is I say, you know, we're in your home. It looks like it might be a little bit of a challenge. Looks like we might take a little bit more time than we expected. Would it be okay for an additional hour so that we can take care of things for you? And so I'm wording it different. I'm very sensitive to the customer's needs, and I'm very sensitive about the words I use and the way I say them. I avoid saying certain things now that I'm aware of how customers react to certain things. So,
hey, lesson learned, Cleaning Nation. Just that's a great kind of concept to keep in mind, that we have to be sensitive of what we say and think we mean, and how we think we're clear oftentimes does not come out that way. All right, Chris, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you sharing your story and being so transparent. I personally appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Guys, gals, if you want to check out Chris's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com has what you need. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.